Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to try to win votes in small town and rural Wisconsin. He spoke yesterday in Dodge County, which he easily won 4 years ago. Chuck Kornbach reports on what some voters there are saying this year and how Democrats are responding.
Donald Trump not only won the so-called wow counties of Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha, and most of northern Wisconsin in 2020, he also topped 60% of the vote in several central Wisconsin counties, including Dodge. Sunday, to a nearly all-white audience at the county airport in the Dodge County seat of Juneau, Trump said illegal immigration may top inflation and the economy as the nation's top concern. He even made, without evidence, the following claim.
The Midwestern cities are just devastated by this. We'll be flooded with illegal migrants from the most dangerous places on earth, and Wisconsin will not be Wisconsin any longer. No state will be. The country won't be the U.S. any longer. It's very simple.
One of Trump's biggest applause lines came when he said the U.S. would return law-breaking immigrants to their home country.
And we're going to shove them right down their throat. They should have never been allowed to be here.
But Trump's appeal in heavily Republican small towns goes beyond immigration. Heather Stadler is a Lutheran school teacher in Theresa.
I think it's just the common sense, the overall common sense when it comes to immigration, education, the gender ideology, freedom of speech, all of it enrolled together is why I'm voting for Trump.
For Trevor Rebale, a welder for a manufacturer in Cambria, the number one concern is inflation.
Absolutely. Every guy that I work with, we're blue-collar workers. And it's just economy and the cost of everything nowadays is through the roof.
Political scientists have said Trump's electoral strength is strongest in areas struggling in the current economy and feeling left behind. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack has visited a lot of those communities, including some in Wisconsin as U.S. Agriculture Secretary, emphasizing last Friday evening that he was speaking in a personal capacity and not as a cabinet member. Vilsack said in an interview set up by the Harris-Walz campaign that the Democratic ticket of Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is listening to small town and rural residents. And Vilsack says the Democrats are responding to concerns like lack of housing.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why the vice president came out with the proposal to help first-time homebuyers with a significant grant, a down payment assistance that's going to make it easier for them to afford that first home.
Vilsack says the Biden-Harris administration is making other improvements outside urban areas, like fixing roads, expanding health care, and promising to try to reduce prices.
I think rural folks think, and I think with some justification, they don't get a fair deal in the marketplace. And that's why the vice president has said, look, we're not going to let price gouging take place. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to make that illegal.
A central Wisconsin farmer, Sarah Lloyd, said during a media call Sunday organized by the Harris-Walz campaign that she's voting for Democrats in part because of consolidation in agribusiness.
It makes it very difficult for us to find fair prices for the supplies and different things that we buy, seed, inputs, but it also makes it really difficult for us to get a fair price for our milk, our corn, our any of the products that we're growing and producing.
Lloyd says Donald Trump sides with the big corporations while Kamala Harris is promising to attack monopoly power. The Democrats' focus turns back to vote-rich urban areas tomorrow as President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit Milwaukee and give an update on the removal of lead drinking water pipes. In 2020, 9 times as many people voted in Milwaukee County as did in Dodge County, and Milwaukee County won a deep blue. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.